श्रीरामदास्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीना परादलक्षैक्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां शरणान्ते। माय डियर ऑल Vaishnav, Vaishnavi, my mother, sister and daughters, first of all, I convey my heartly dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज। एंड देन आई ऑल्सो ऑफर माई लैप्स एंड लैप्स दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज, हो फ्रॉम इंडिया by the order of his spiritual master, came to western countries and also all over the world. And he preached the holy name of Krishna and pure devotion and love all over whole world. He established so many temples and preaching center all over world. So, what was his mission? Why he preached all over world? Also, our all disciplic acharyas have done this. This is the aim and object of all our Vaishnava acharyas, to preach love and affection in whole world. Now the whole world is trying to make this world happy and peaceful. But gradually they are going towards destruction. Big wars are going on. And all wants to control all world. So, without love and affection pure, we cannot be happy. So I request Bhakta Govind Bhakat to explain the essence of what Swamiji preached all over the world. What was his mission? I want that he should briefly describe all these things in simple language that all can understand. After that, then I will discuss.
Yeah. They can do. Just to be prepared.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Gaura Govinda Swami Namne. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaye Priyatmane Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayani Te Namne. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Te Namne. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivishesha Sunivadi Paskata Deshatarine. So first I'd like to offer, before speaking, I would like to offer my respectful obeisances onto the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. Similarly, I would like to offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And finally, I would like to offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Param Guru, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So Srila Narayana Maharaj has asked me to say a little something on the purpose of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada coming to the West. As Maharaj has mentioned, the spiritual masters in our disciplic succession, going back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that they are all coming to give this love of God through the process of Nam Sankirtan. But specifically, they're giving Prem Nam, they're performing Prem Nam Sankirtan. In the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's explained, Anapita charim chirat karunaya vitana kalo samapaita munoto jwala rasa swa bhakti sriyam. Can everybody hear? Hari purata sundara duti kandapa sandipitaha sada vidai kandaves. So this verse is explaining anapita charim chirat, that which hasn't been given for a very long time. Krishna, he comes once in the day of Lord Brahma. In Vedic scriptures, it's explained that the day of Lord Brahma, it goes on for very long time, millions of years, 4,300,000,000 years to be exact. And after Krishna appears, advents, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also comes once every 4,300,000,000 years. And in that period, the different incarnations of God that come, they are giving love of God, but they're giving love of God to Narayan, where one can go to Vaikuntha. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, Anapita Charim Chirat Karunaya Vitana Kalo, in the age of Kali, he gives that which is not given even by Narayan. And even when Krishna himself comes, he gives rarely. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving very, very freely. Samapayitam, unoto jwala rasa swa bhakti sriyam. Samapayitam, that he's bestowing this unoto jwala rasa swa bhakti sriyam, that he's giving the love of the residents of Vrindavan, the Brijbasis. He's giving this Vraj Prem. But more specifically, in Vrindavan, there are different levels of love of God. So to keep it simple, he's giving Madhuri Ras, which is the love of his topmost devotees, Swa Bhakti Sriyam. And most specifically, he's giving this Krishna Prem, which is of the Manjaris. So Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has come, and his incredible expertise was that he was able to come to the West dealing with people who had no foundation at all in Krishna consciousness. And regardless of what type of situation he was in, he was able to inject Krishna consciousness to those people. In the 60s, he would go to Greenwich Village in New York City, where the young people would gather from all over America, and in a very simple way, sit down on the pavement and just chant Hare Krishna and give very simple philosophy, but injected within this simple philosophy of you're not this body, we're spirit soul, we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And he would give out prasadam and have people chant Hare Krishna. But injected within this was this Unoto Jwala Rasa Swa Bhakti Sriyam, this mood of love of God, which is the most highest. So, similarly, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he wrote hundreds of books. And in it, in these books, he explained the philosophy of Krishna consciousness very simply. But if one scrutinizingly analyzes these books, one will see that though superficially what he's presenting appears to be very simple, but actually it's very, very deep. It's stated that the Vedic scriptures, they're Ratnagarbha. Ratnagarbha means that they are an ocean of jewels. But if one wants to get the jewels, which are there, then one has to go deep into the ocean. If one goes on the surface, then one will simply get fish. But if one... So A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he came to give jewels, priceless jewels of Krishna prema. But to get these jewels, then one has to go and hear from somebody who is in the cyclic succession and who is in the same mood as A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this was his very unique contribution that he could go and deal with so many different peoples of all different walks of life and present the most valuable thing, but present it in such a way that different people could digest. He has said that his books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. So we see when we read his books, how he's presented the philosophy in such a digestible way that from the most elevated spiritualist to the most common person, that everybody can find something to take, to digest, and to help them in their spiritual life. So for this reason, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he will remain renowned as the person who gets the credit for bringing Krishna consciousness, bringing the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western world. So I'll end there because time is short.
There was also a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Very renowned person. His name was Bhakti Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. He also preached everywhere in India, especially in Navadvip. I want that Srimad Purukram Prabhu should give the gist and essence of his thoughts, what are his mission to this world. Was it same or different from Swamiji? You should come right to side. In very brief.
Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Namilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamaniti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschachade Satarane Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Rakshak Sri Dharite Namane Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Narayanite Namane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. Vansha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. You've been asked to speak about a very great personality, a very great spiritual personality who lived in this world during this century. Many of us are familiar with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He was the world-renowned preacher of the Krishna consciousness movement throughout the entire world. And his name is well known. There is also another great personality who was of equal spiritual stature and who also preached all over the world, but at a later time. In the beginning of his spiritual career, he preached all throughout India this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, this great personality extended his kindness to all of the Western people who had been introduced to this Krishna consciousness movement. He did this in such a way that he explained the same philosophy, the same science of God consciousness that had been brought by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He explained from the very basic elemental understanding of the philosophy, also an intermediate understanding and also an advanced understanding of the same philosophy. Because in any field of knowledge, we see that there is beginning stage of knowledge, intermediate, and also very advanced in this material world, in any science or field, just like in mathematics. There is elementary, there is also advanced. So, the science which Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada brought to the Western world was a very broad and very great science with many aspects of knowledge incorporated within it. But to be introduced to this field of knowledge takes some orientation. So this orientation period went on for a good number of years while he was present on this planet. And over time, those who had become his followers became acquainted more and more with the science through the literatures that he wrote. So many different Vedic literatures he gave to the Western countries in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. But many of the truths, many of the esoteric and spiritual truths which are there within these literatures are not that easy to penetrate. So after the disappearance of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, a good number of followers of his were feeling a necessity to have some further acquaintance with this science of knowledge. So they approached this great personality who at that time was very, very elderly, and he was nearly 90 years old and in somewhat of an invalid condition. And they approached him for giving instruction to them. And very kindly, for a period of 10 years, he distributed and unfolded the wonderful truths in such an eloquent, beautiful, and tasteful manner. And all of these have been recorded also, and also there are books which present his teachings. But actually his teachings are not different than the teachings which Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave, because they are from the same disciplic succession. This knowledge of Krishna consciousness has come down to us from a disciplic succession of spiritual masters, gurus, and disciples, which comes in a line over 5,000 years old. And particularly, this line is especially current from 500 years ago, when a great incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared on this earth. So from that time, there has been a very strong line of spiritual leaders, of spiritual masters, gurus, who have propounded these truths to the world. So, the truths which were explained by Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj were dealing with this subject matter of who God is, just as when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he explained, yes, there is a God, and this God, he is not unknown. He can be known. He has a name. He has a form. He has, just as we have form, he also has form. And he also has his place where he lives. He has his abode. He has his activities which he performs. And he also has so many associates that he lives with there. This realm is a transcendental spiritual realm which is beyond this material universe. In all religions, whether it be Hindu religion, Christian religion, Buddhist religion, all of them are trying to reach to this supreme being, and they're trying to conceive of his existence in that higher realm. But the specific esoteric information about the approach to that supreme being, that is the subject matter, that is the science. And why that supreme being is coming into this world to make himself manifest to us. So to understand this esoteric science, it requires the guidance of an experienced personality, one who himself has realized these truths and is experiencing these truths. So the message of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj initially is to give the process of Krishna consciousness, which is primarily centered on the practice of chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the basis. And incorporated within this are so many practices and so many approaches to the Absolute Truth, which can bring one nearer, more and more close, more and more close. Because the Supreme God is a person, and he is a loving person. He is all love, actually. Whatever love we are seeking within this world is there within him. And that love is of a very inconceivable variety. It is described in the Vedas, raso vaisaha, rasa. This Sanskrit word, rasa, this is translated into English as mellow or taste, something which is very sweet and tasty, rasa. So there is a relationship with the Supreme Being that we can all have. But in this material world, we are missing this relationship. We are not feeling any connection with the Supreme Being. So he can be approached through the process of bhakti, devotional service, devotion to the Supreme Lord. So the higher aspects of this science can be understood and realized. Why this Godhead comes to this world for all the living beings? What is his intention by coming here? Yes, he wants to bring us back to him. He wants to bring us back to his abode so that we can live eternally with him, so that we can be eternally happy with him. But to understand what is that position of happiness, how we will live with him, how we will reciprocate with him, that is a very great science. And this is the science which ultimately Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came to the Western world to give. He did not come to give an elementary practice, some kind of theistic idea that yes, there's God. But he came to give a specific science, which is thousands of years old, which can teach us exactly how we can approach God, how we can fully realize our relationship with him. So today, we are gathered here, and we have a very special opportunity, because such a personality of the same caliber as these two personalities I have been speaking about is present with us. He has also come from the same place. He is coming in the same line of disciplic succession of gurus and teachers. And his message is basically the same message. But he has come at this point in time to actually try to give a further installment to those who are trying to make progress on this spiritual path. So we have the opportunity to hear from him these wonderful, beautiful descriptions we have been hearing for the past few days here, and for another few days he will also be here. We invite you all to come and to take full advantage of his association. And by this process, hopefully we can make some advancement in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I also request Sri Brajnath Prabhu to speak something in this matter.
Gyanan Gyanan Salakaya Chakshurum Ritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanshakaputrupyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. Before I start, I offer my humble obeisances, Dandavats Pranam, to my Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, to all our acharyas in the disciplic line, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also I want to offer my humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas present and all our guests. Although I am not qualified to speak, I felt inspired when Srila Maharaj requested Govinda Bhakata Prabhu and also Urukram Prabhu to speak on these great personalities, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Rakshak Siddhadev Goswami Maharaj. In my heart I felt that if it is possible, I'd like to say a few words on the same nature of the same greatness of these two personalities that have been present amongst us. In our presence at this moment is a similar great personality of the same caliber, which is Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Swami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Although, as I told before, I have no qualification, but whatever I've understood, I like to say in a short time a few things. I've understood that it is only possible to realize what is the mood and characteristic of a transcendental personality if one is also on that level. I am not on that level, so I don't know what was their inner mood, why they came in this world, what moved them to come. I only understand whatever is within my lineage, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, has come to benedict the whole world with love of Godhead, which is a universal principle beyond caste and creed. There is no influence within this pure universal love of mundane designations. Thank you. There is no dualities which are present in this principle of universal pure love. And we see that who has brought this? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who has he designated so kindly to deliver this message? His very close followers, the six Goswamis, Ramananda Roy, Sarup Damodar, they all have given us so many wonderful teachings. And specifically, Sri Rupa Goswami has described the process of pure bhakti, anya bilasita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna silanam bhaktir uttama. So, this pure bhakti, this is what our acharyas have come to bring, not any mundane conception. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada did not come to the West to establish a society, or to create a situation for politics or diplomacy or duplicity. That was not his intention. He came to the West to make us all happy. He would say, chant and be happy. So how we can become happy? Only if we learn to chant purely. And this has been given by us, to us, by Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers. before Swamiji came to the West, actually on his way to the West, many of you may recall this incident, he was praying to Srila Rupa Goswami, "I do not know why I have come here, why Krishna has arranged this for me to come to the West. I am lame, I am insignificant, my health is so poor, I do not know what I can expect. All these people are completely submerged in material existence. Please, you have to help me. You have to tell me, inspire me, which words I should use to convince them of your message." And when he was in America, I took him, I think, 1 year of struggling before he was successful to attract the young people in New York. So he was definitely a representative and follower of Srila Rupa Goswami. Then, there is no doubt, in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse which we read in the invocation, Omma Jnana Timarandasya Jnanangjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Sri Gurave Nama. Right after that, the second verse, Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Actually, Srila Swami Prabhupada was very fond of the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. And he wanted to present it to the West, and he did it almost at once. He translated Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and he had it printed and distributed all over. And none, at least when I read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I could not understand what was described there. I thought, this is very interesting, but I cannot make any coherence what is exactly written here. And only when we are in that association of someone who has realized that knowledge, we can really enter. And in the beginning of that book, Srila Swami Maharaj has said, this is the science, the complete science of Bhakti Yoga. Another reference which I would like to make is Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhadev Goswami Maharaj. In the last moments of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada's presence on this planet, as I recall properly, he requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing a particular song, which was Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And this shows again that all our acharyas who are coming from the disciplic succession are very near and dear intimate associates and followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now Srila Maharaj, who has come from India to the Western countries again, why, we may think, what is the need? And Srila Maharaj has often expressed that Srila Swami Maharaj came, and what did he do? He planted so many seeds. And as we understand by reading and hearing that Bhakti Yoga, devotional life, is a process, a very gradual process. Not that we overnight become pure devotees. It takes a very gradual process of feeding, watering, giving proper food and protection to the Bhakti Lata creeper. And how to do that? We need expert guidance from an expert gardener, and that is the self-realized pure devotee. In his absence, it becomes very dark and difficult to find how to process. So Srila Swami Prabhupada has given so many living entities the opportunity to take the holy names and become enthused with the mood which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, love of Godhead. And Srila Maharaj has come to water those same creepers so that they can become strong and they can produce wonderful fruits of love of Godhead. This is the same mission, the same philosophy, maybe a little different bottle, but the essence, the insight is exactly the same. But this is what I would like to convey to the public today. Thank you. Banchakao Patrupyasha
Kripasimadevka Patitram Pavanetya Banchanavetya. Now you are going to see a very beautiful dance, like an Indian Vedic culture, very good dance. But before this, I am requesting Hari Priya Brahmachari to speak very briefly about this subject. That what is the preaching missions of all our acharyas? In a very brief, he should explain.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhakta Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. First of all, I offer my limited obeisances unto my Divine Master and then to the assembled devotees. As Sri Gurudev ordered me to speak something about this matter, you already heard so many things from other devotees that all our acharyas have come to this world for some specific purpose, that is to distribute the love of Godhead, especially in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. When you say love of Godhead, so it has two kinds. One is like you hear the gopis, Radharani, Lalita, Ityadi, etc. they have, and other Rup Manjari, etc. But as we heard from Vrajanath Prabhu, it's a long process to attain this. So the teachings of Rupa Goswami, that utsahat nischayat dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangha tyaga sato vritti sarvir bhakti prasiddhati. If we really want to achieve this goal, we'll have to follow the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsahat nischayat dhairyat. We should always be enthusiastic to follow the instructions that we receive from our spiritual masters, and nischayat, having a strong determination that one day we will achieve it. And dhairyat, we should have patience. So we are in this process. So I think one day, today, tomorrow, or this at the end of this life or next life, we will attain this goal because we have received the mercy, or we have got the proper spiritual master who can lead us to the path of love of Godhead. That's all. Hare Krishna.
Gananjana salaka chaksuran malitam yena tasmai shri gurave namo. Something very, very brief because time is running. Within India, within the holy dhams or the holy places, especially in Navadvip and Vrindavan, there are a certain class of saints whose hearts are not bound in any way or limited in any way. Their experience of the upper world of divine love is flowing freely within them. And they have a deep desire within their hearts to spread their experience all over. Their Lord, who they worship, is the Lord of sweetness, beauty and charm, and that Lord is Sri Krishna himself, accompanied by his beloved Srimati Radhika. There, in their world, the atmosphere is very, very sweet, and everyone is so full, and happiness that they experience is also unlimited. Within the spiritual masters that the other devotees have described so beautifully, within their hearts always was the deep desire to spread this love of Vrindavan all over the world. and with Srila Prabhupada A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, what he held within himself was so great that what he desperately wanted to give to the world, he had to so artfully contain within himself because we weren't so ready. So very patiently and beautifully he trained the devotees, so patiently. And what he did will forever be glorified and realized as time goes on. And what later on, after he left this world, and what Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Deva Goswami gave the world also, was so utterly charming that if you read his books and hear his words, you can't help that your heart must melt and you must become so deeply attracted to what the other devotees and what Srila Maharaj will describe also. So we're so very, very fortunate to have with us a great saintly person whose heart also is not bound in any way, who's not intimidated by this world of reaction and discrimination, whose heart is also not bound by the fault-finding attitude, but who also wants to give freely this deep affection that the Supreme Lord also wants to give us. So the way we perceive this deep love and affection that the Lord wants to give us is through the lips of the holy persons. So we're very grateful to have such a holy person here tonight. Thank you.
Srimad Navin Brahmacharya will speak in brief.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bancha Kalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanang Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
First of all, I convey my humble obeisances, lotus feet of my initiated Gurudev and instructed Gurudev. After that, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached all over the world, I convey my humble obeisances to him. After that, who assembled here to hearing Hari Katha from Gurudev, I convey my humble obeisances to according to their ability. You are very fortunate. As before you had seen one Bhaktivedanta in Australia. He was Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. After that, in his line, you are seeing another Bhaktivedanta. Who is this? Who is present in presence of you? Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Mission of these two Bhaktivedanta is same. As before, the Western world, they used to know that God has no shape, God has no attribute, and they don't know who is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Gurudev explained everywhere, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj also explained in his book, in his lecture, everywhere, that Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, according to Vedic scriptures. And when you went to Fiji, we had a very busy program. The president of Sanatan Dharma Sabha, he appreciates Sri Gurudev that we have heard so many lectures from so many speakers, but we don't know that other than Vedic literature, they accept that God has saved. Srila Gurudev explained they are from Bible, from Vedic literature and from Quran. Simultaneously same thing. In Vedic literature mentioned Sadeva Samyamidabhadra Asit, that God has saved and He created the human being according to his own self. So Bible admit this. Bible explaining his Bible that God created man after his own image. That means God is self, so he created man after his own image. And in Quran, it explains, Illaha khalaka min suratahi. Khoda, that means Allah created his servant according to his own self. The president of Sanatan Dharma Sabha of Fiji, he told our Gurudev, I never hear all these things. So many person asked me this question, but I could not reply. Now I can reply it, and we can preach it very boldly. And in Fiji Gurudev explained, what is Sanatan Dharma? Sanatan means is eternal. Krishna is eternal. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one slok, aho bhaggam, nanda gopa bajaukasam, janimitra paramananda purna brahma sanatanam. Here the word came sanatan, and jiva also sanatan. You know about Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks by himself, mamai bansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Jiva also sanatan. The Krishna is sanatan and jiva also sanatan. So what is Sanatan Dharma? The religion of Sanatan, to love God.